month on Hot 91.9, it's Mandela Day every day. Hot Cares is reaching out to make a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.
We got on the line with us right now, Audrey. Hello, Audrey. Good afternoon.
Hi, afternoon.
Now, Audrey, my name's Simon Parkinson. I'm from Hot 91.9. We, of course, like to play old school music, but more importantly, we like to help people out. And we've been receiving stories. And if you don't mind, we received a story from Kelly. Kelly, is it Chomsey or Comsey?
I don't know her.
Okay. Well,
she's obviously known through a friend of mine.
Yes. Well, Kelly sent us in a letter. And we, this month, as I've just mentioned, we are trying to touch base with people in our community, touch base with South Africans, Joburgers, and change lives where we can. Now, we've been told, and if you just give me a couple of minutes, I'd like to just tell you what we've been told. You're a single mum. You have a mentally and physically challenged adult son. And you were retrenched a little while ago, but you did manage to get a job.
That's correct, yeah.
You have relied on your daughter to work with you. She's been helping bring money into the actual family for you to help, of course, keep day-to-day things running. And, of course, to help with her brother and your son with the condition he requires constant supervision. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Now, I know this is very fresh and I don't really want to upset you any more than you are already upset by this, but on the 3rd of July, your daughter was unfortunately killed.
Yeah, that's correct. It was a horrible thing.
South Africa is filled and Johannesburg is filled with horror on a daily basis, and you have unfortunately been, along with your daughter, a victim of the scourge that is gripping our country and our city, which is called crime. And I think we sit here on the side and when we read this, we thought, wow, it is something that no family should need go through. It is something which no one should be challenged with. And we just wanted to let you know that we're really sorry.
Thank you very much.
We know that what happened was your daughter was at home and she was confronted by armed robbers. She did take your son into the bathroom, I believe.
No, he was in the bathroom. He was in the bathroom when it all happened.
And she lost her life while he was in the bathroom while she was taking care of him, right?
That's correct.
For two cell phones?
For two cell phones, yeah. And all she was trying to do was to protect the house. She was trying to lean against the door. They crowbarred the door open. They got in. They shot her through the arm, into the abdomen. And I was working late. I got a frantic call saying that they're trying to break in. I got home as quickly as I could to find her slumped in the bathroom, still compass, still awake, just trying to tell me, Mommy, I was trying to save the house. I was trying to keep us safe. We rushed her to the hospital. The hospital, ER24, were fantastic. The hospital was fantastic. They said they were going to try and operate to mend the damage. And I said, okay, fine. It's no use me hanging around. She's going into theatre and then she'll go straight into ICU. I'll come through tomorrow. And I went to go and see her in the trauma unit. And I said, Nuni, you're strong. You're a survivor. Please be strong. Fight this, please. And I said, I love you. She says, I love you too. And those were the last words that were spoken between us. They phoned me at 6:30 the following morning to say she had passed.
Sure. It's difficult to even listen to the pain that you're obviously going through. I think that many people listening to this radio station this very minute will be lost for words and will struggle to comprehend what you must be going through right now in this terrible time of mourning and for such frivolous things like cell phones, which are inconsequential when it comes to a human life.
I agree. Why couldn't they just maybe tie her up, put her in another room and ransack the house and take what they want? Why do they have to be so violent?
I hear
you. Why do they have to take a life? She was no threat to them at all.
I know. And Audrey, I know that we've been told by Kelly that you're a part-time worker. We already know about your son who needs help and money's tight. You're having a memorial on Sunday, I believe.
Yeah, I am. I'm on Sunday at 12 o'clock, I'm having a memorial service for her. It's taken so long because, you know, they had to release her body from the hospital, which took long because it was a murder. The doctors had to do all their paperwork. And it's just been a long process.
My dear, I can't do anything other than say that Hot cares. There are good people in Johannesburg. There are good people in South Africa who are thinking of you right now. And we, as a small token, and it's by no way something which you probably ever wanted or needed, but we're going to organize the printing of the service booklets, which are important because they're a memory. That will do. We're going to organize clothing for you so you look good and that you send your daughter off in the right way. And I think, you know, more importantly, I know that after the memorial service next week, you've got to get back. You've got to look after your adult son. I don't know how you do that. I really don't know how you do that. But what I do know is we can help you out there, and we're going to organize things that we know you need, like a washing machine, and we're going to give you toiletries, and we're going to give you airtime and product to the value of 20,000 rand just to keep you going, just in the short term, while you try your very best to rebuild your life.
I can't believe it. I can't. And I just want to thank everybody who's been there for me. People I don't even know that have heard the story, that have reached out to help. It is amazing. There are still very good people out there.
Audrey.
Very good people.
You stay strong. The heart of Joburg and this radio station and Hot Cares is with you. And we are sorry for your loss. And we'll be thinking of you in our prayers this weekend.
Thank you very much.
This month, Hot Cares on Hot 91.9 is touching 100 lives with your help. Together, we're making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.